are three wise men.
What?
We are three wise men.
Well, what are you doing creeping around a cowshed at 2 o'clock in the morning? That doesn't sound very wise to me.
We are astrologers. We have come from the east.
Is this some kind of joke?
We wish to praise the infant.
We must pay homage to him.
Homage? You're all drunk. It's disgusting. Out! Come on, out! No. Burst in here with tales about oriental fortune tellers. Come on, out!
No, no, we must see him.
Go and praise someone else's brat. Go on!
We were led by a star.
Led by a bottle, more like. Go on, out!
Well, we must see him. We have brought presents.
Out!
Gold, frankincense, myrrh.
Well, why didn't you say he's over there? Sorry, the place is a bit of a mess. Well, what is myrrh, anyway?
It is a valuable balm.
A balm? What are you giving him a balm for? It might bite him.
What?
That's a dangerous animal. Quick, fly in the trough.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. It's great.
No, it is an ointment.
Oh, there is an animal called a balm. Or did I dream it? So you're astrologers, are you? Well, what is he then?
Hmm?
What star sign is he?
Capricorn.
Capricorn, eh? What are they like?
He is the son of God, our Messiah, king of the Jews.
That's Capricorn, is it?
No, that's just him.
Oh, I was going to say, otherwise there'd be a lot of them.
By what name are you calling him?
O'Brien!
We worship you, O'Brien, who are Lord over us all. Praise unto you, Brian, and to the Lord our Father. Amen.
You do a lot of this, then?
What?
This praising.
No.
Well, if you drop in by again, do pop in. And thanks a lot for the gold and frankincense. But don't worry too much about the myrrh next time, all right? Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, weren't they nice?
Out of the bloody mind, but still.
Look at that. Here, that's mine. Hey,
Ryan, the babe they call Ryan. are blessed are the sorrowful. They shall find consolation. How blessed are those of gentle spirit. They shall have the earth for their possession. How blessed are those who hunger and thirst to see right prevail. They shall be satisfied. How blessed are those whose hearts are pure. They shall see God.
Speak up!
Quiet, Mom.
Well, I call you a thing.
Let's go to Stoning.
You can go to Stoning any time.
Oh, come on, Brian.
Will you be quiet?
Don't pick your nose.
It wasn't picking my nose, I was scratching.
You were picking it while he was talking to that lady.
I wasn't.
Leave it alone. Give it a rest.
Do you mind? I can't hear a word he's saying.
Don't you do you mind me. I was talking to my husband.
Well, go and talk to him somewhere else. I can't hear a bloody thing.
Don't you swear, my wife.
I was only asking her to shut up so he can hear what he's saying, big nose.
Don't you call my husband big nose.
Well, he has got a big nose.
Could you be quiet, please?
What was that? I don't know. I was too busy talking of big nose.
I think it was Blessed Are the Cheesemakers.
What's so special about the cheesemakers?
Well, obviously, it's not meant to be taken literally. It refers to any manufacturers of dairy products.
See, if you haven't been going on, we'd have heard that, big nose.
Hey, say that once more, or I'll smash your bloody face in.
Better keep listening. Might be a bit about Blessed Are the Big Noses.
Oh, lay off him.
Oh, you're not so bad yourself, Conkface. Where are you two from, Nose City?
One more time, mate. I'll take you to fucking cleaners.
Language! And don't pick your nose.
I wasn't going to pick my nose. I'm going to thump him.
You hear that? Blessed Are the Greek. The Greek. Well, apparently he's going to inherit the earth.
Did anyone catch his name?
You're not going to thump anybody.
I'll thump him if he calls me Big Nose again.
Oh, shut up, Big Nose.
Oh, what? I warned you. I really will slug you so
hard. Oh, it's the meek. Blessed Are the Meek. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? I'm glad they're getting something because they had a hell of a time.
Listen, I'm only telling the truth. You have got a very big nose.
Hey, your nose is going to be 3 foot wide across your face by the time I finish with you.
Shh. Well, who is it yours then? Glass, big brother.
Oh, right. What's your last warning?
Do pipe down.
Get away.
Oh, come on. Let's go to the Stoning.
All right.
Oh, blessed is just about everyone with a vested interest in the status quo, if I like to read.
Yeah, well, what Jesus blatantly fails to appreciate is it's the meek who are the problem.
Yes, yes, absolutely, Red. Yes, I see.
Oh, come on, Brian, or they'll astound him before we get there.
All right.
Right, get off. That's disgusting. Stop trying to do that. Hey, off. It's intervening. There's a fight going on. If you can't see Big Nose's fault, he's not
me
at all.
Oh, I hate wearing these beards.
Why aren't women allowed to go to Stonings, Mum?
It's written, that's why.
Beard, madam.
Oh, look, I haven't got time to go to no Stonings. He's not well again.
Stones up.
Nah, they got them up there, lying around on the ground.
Oh, not like these, sir. Look at these. Feel the quality of that. That's craftsmanship, sir.
We'll have 2 points and a big flat one.
Can I have a flat one, Mum?
Shh.
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, all right. 2 points, 2 flats and a packet of gravel.
Packet of gravel. Should be a good one this afternoon.
Yeah?
Local boy.
Oh, good.
Enjoy yourselves.
Matthias, son of Deuteronomy of Gath?
Yes.
You have been found guilty by the elders of the town of uttering the name of our Lord, and so as a blasphemer, you are to be stoned to death.
Look, I had a lovely supper, and all I said to my wife was that piece of halibut was good enough for Jehovah.
Blasphemy! He said it again! Did you hear him?
Really?
there any women here today? Very well. By virtue of the authority vested in me.
Oh, Leo, we haven't started yet.
Come on. Who threw that? Who threw that stone? Come on. Sorry, I thought
we started.
Go to the back.
Oh, dear.
Always one, isn't there? Now, where were we?
Look, I don't think it ought to be blasphemy. Just saying Jehovah.
Making it worse for yourself?
Making it worse? How could it be worse? Jehovah, Jehovah!
I'm warning you, if you say Jehovah once more, right, who threw that? Come on, who threw that?
Was it you?
Yes.
Right.
Well, you did say Jehovah.
Now look, no one is to stone anyone until I blow this whistle. Do you understand? Even, and I want to make this absolutely clear, even if they do say Jehovah.
Arms for a leper!
Arms for an ex-leper!
Bloody bolty owners all the same, ain't they? Never have any chain. Oh, here's a catch.
Spare a talent for an old ex-leper?
Basil!
Spare a talent for an old ex-leper?
A talent? That's more than he earns in a month!
Off talent then.
Now go away!
Come on, big nose, let's haggle.
What? All right, cut the admin. Say you own the one shekel, I start at 2,000. We close about 1,800.
No.
750. Go away!
1740.
But will you leave him alone?
All right, two shekels, just two. Is this fun, eh?
Look, he's not giving you any money, so piss off!
All right, so my final offer, I'll shekel for another ex-leper.
Did you say ex-leper?
That's right, sir. 16 years behind a bell, I'm proud of you, sir.
Well, what happened?
Oh, cured, sir.
Cured?
Yes, some bloody miracle, sir. God bless you.
Well, who cured you?
Jesus did, sir. I was hopping along, under my own business. All of a sudden, up he comes, cures me. One minute I'm a leper with a trade, next minute my livelihood's gone. There's not so much as a by your leave.
You're cured, mate. Bloody do-gooder.
Well, why don't you go and tell him that you want to be a leper again?
Oh, I could do that, sir, yeah. Yeah, I could do that, I suppose. What I was thinking, I was going to ask him if he'd make me a bit lame in one leg during the middle of the week. You know, something beggable, but not leprosy, which is a pain in the ass, to be blunt, excuse my French, sir, but...
Brian! Can I clean your room out?
Well, thank you, sir. Thank
you. Half a denarii from his bloody life story.
It's no pleasing some people.
That's just what Jesus said, sir.
Oh.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, officer. I'll be with you in a few moments, all right, dear?
What's he doing here?
Ah, don't start that, Bron. Go and clean your room out.
Bloody Romans.
Now, look, Bron. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have all this. And don't you forget it.
We don't owe the Romans anything, Mum.
Oh, that's not entirely true, is it, Bron?
What do you mean?
Well, now you are asking me about your,
My nose?
Yes, well, there's a reason it's like it is, Bron.
What is it?
Well, I suppose I should have told you a long time ago, but...
What?
Well, Bron, your father isn't Mr. Cohen.
I never thought he was.
Now, none of your cheek. He was a Roman, Bron. He was a centurion in the Roman army.
You mean you were raped?
Oh, at first, yes.
Who was it?
Nautius Maximus, his name was. Promise me the known world, Edith.
I was to be taken to Rome, passed by the forum, slaves, asses, milk, as much gold as I could eat. Then he, having his way with me, had boom, like a rat out of an aqueduct.
The bastard!
Yeah, so next time you go on about the bloody Romans, don't forget you're one of them.
I'm not a Roman mum. And I never will be. I'm a kike, a yid, a hebe, a hooknose. I'm kosher, Mum. I'm a Red Sea pedestrian and proud of it.
Sex, 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 and all those things about her. Well, how are you then, officer?
Jaguar's ear lobe, wolf nipple chips, get them while they're hot, they're lovely. Dromedary pretzels, only half a dinar. Tuscany fried bat.
I do feel, Reg, that any anti-imperialist group like ours must reflect such a divergence of interests within its power base.
Agreed. Francis? Yeah, I think Judith's point of view is very valid, Reg. Provided the movement never forgets that it is the inalienable right of every man
or woman
to rid himself
or herself.
Agreed.
Thank you, brother.
Or sister.
Where was I? I think you finished.
Oh, right.
Furthermore, it is the birthright of every man
or woman.
Why don't you shut up about women, Stan? You're putting us off.
Women have a perfect right to play a part in our movement, Reg.
Why are you always on about women, Stan?
I want to be one.
What?
I want to be a woman. From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta.
What?
It's my right as a man.
Well, why do you want to be Loretta, Stan?
I want to have babies.
You want to have babies?
It's every man's right to have babies if he wants them.
But you can't have babies.
Don't you oppress me.
I'm not oppressing you, Stan. You haven't got a womb. Where's the fetus going to gestate? You're going to keep it in a box?
Here, I've got an idea. Suppose you agree that he can't actually have babies, not having a womb, which is nobody's fault, not even the Romans, but that he can have the right to have babies.
Good idea, Judith. We shall fight the oppressors for your right to have babies, brother. Sister, sorry.
What's the point?
What?
What's the point of fighting for his right to have babies when he can't have babies? It is symbolic of our struggle against oppression.
Symbolic of his struggle against reality.
It's dangerous out there.
I haven't got any nuts, sorry. I've got wren's livers, badger's spleen.
No.
Officer's notice?
I don't want that Roman rubbish.
Why don't you sell proper food?
Proper food?
Yeah, not those rich imperialist tidbits.
Oh, don't blame me. I didn't ask to sell this stuff.
All right, bag of officer's noses then.
Make it two.
Two.
Thanks, Rich.
Are you the Judean People's Front?
Fuck off.
What? Judean People's Front. For the People's Front of Judea. Judean People's Front. Come,
wankers.
Can I join your group?
No, piss off. I didn't want to sell this stuff. It's only a job. I hate the Romans as much as anybody.
Are you sure?
Oh, dead sure. I hate the Romans already.
Listen, if you wanted to join the PFJ, you'd have to really hate the Romans.
I do.
Oh, yeah, how much?
A lot.
Right, you're in.
Listen, the only people we ate more than the Romans are the fucking Judean people,
front. Yes.
And the Judean popular people, front.
Oh, yes.
And the people's front of Judea.
Yes.
The people's front of Judea, splitters.
We're the people's front of Judea.
Oh, I thought we were the popular front.
People's front. Whatever happened to the popular front?
Eh? He's over there.
Yeah!
Oh, what? I think I'm about to have a cardiac arrest.
Brian Cohen.
We may have a little job for you, Brian.
They go the house.
It says Romans go home.
No, it doesn't. What's Latin for Roman? Come on,
house.
Come on.
Well, Romanus?
Goes like.
Annus?
Vocative plural of Annus is.
Annie?
Romani. Aeunt? What is aeunt?
Go.
Conjugate the verb to go.
Here, eo is it, imus, it is aeunt.
So aeunt is?
Third person plural, present indicative. They go.
But Romans go home is an order, so you must use the...
Yeah, imperative.
Which is?
E.
How many Romans?
Plural, ite.
Ite. Dominant. Nominative. Go home. This is motion to wars, isn't it, boy?
Dangerous!
Understand?
Yes, sir.
Now write it out 100 times.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Hail Caesar, sir.
Hail Caesar. If it's not done by sunrise, I'll cut your balls off.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Hail Caesar and everything, sir.
Bowen.
let in through the underground heating system here. Up through into the main audience chamber here. And Pilate's wife's bedroom is here. Having grabbed his wife, we inform Pilate that she's in our custody and forthwith issue our demands.
Any questions?
What exactly are the demands?
We're giving Pilate 2 days to dismantle the entire apparatus of the Roman imperialist state, and if he doesn't agree immediately, we execute her.
Cut her head off! Cut all her bits off! Send them back on the hour, every hour.
Tell them we're not to be trifled with.
And of course, we point out that they bear full responsibility when we chop her up, and that we shall not submit to blackmail!
No blackmail!
They bled us white, the bastards. They take everything we had. And not just from us, from our fathers, and from our fathers' fathers.
And from our fathers' fathers' fathers.
Yeah.
And from our fathers' 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 fathers.
You're right, Stan, don't labour the point. And what have they ever given us in return?
The aqueduct?
What?
The aqueduct.
Oh, yeah, they did give us a... that's true, yeah.
And the sanitation.
Oh, yeah, the sanitation. Do you remember what the city used to be like?
Yeah, all right, I'll grant you, the aqueduct and the sanitation are two things the Romans have done.
And the roads.
Well, yeah, obviously the roads. I mean, the roads go without saying, don't they? But apart from the sanitation, the aqueduct and the roads...
Irrigation. Medicine.
Education.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
And the wine.
Yeah, that's something we've really misread. The Romans left.
Public baths.
And it's safe to walk in the streets at night now, Reg.
Yeah, they certainly know how to keep order. Let's face it, the only ones who could in a place like this.
All right, but apart from the sanitation, the medicine, education, wine, public order, irrigation, roads, the fresh water system and public health, what have the Romans ever done for us?
Brought peace?
Oh, peace! Shut up!
I'm a poor man, my stomach is poor, my legs are old and bent.
All right, Matthias.
It's all clear.
Where's Reg?
Oh, Reg! Reg! Judith!
What went wrong?
The first blow has been struck!
Did he finish the slogan?
100 times! In letters 10 foot high, all the way around the palace.
Oh, great. Great.
We need doers in our movement, Brian, but before you join us, know this. There is not one of us here who would not gladly suffer death to rid this country of the Romans once and for all.
Well, one.
Oh, yeah, there's one. But otherwise, we're solid. Are you with us?
Yes.
From now on, you shall be called Brian, that is, called Brian. Tell them about the raid on Pilate's palace, Francis. Right. This is the plan.
Now, this is the palace, Caesar Square. Our commando unit will approach from Fish Street under cover of night and make our way to the northwestern main drain. If questioned, we are sewage workers on our way to a conference. Ridge, our glorious leader and founder of the PFJ, will be coordinating consultant at the drain head. Though he himself will not be taking part in any terrorist action, as he has a bad back.
Aren't you going to come with us?
Solidarity, brother!
Oh, yes. Solidarity, Reg.
Once in the sewer, timing will be of the essence. There is a Roman fleet later in the evening, so you must move fast. And don't wear your best sandals. Turning left here, we enter the Caesar Augustus Memorial Sewer, and from there proceed directly to the Hypocaust. This has just been retiled, so terrorists, careful with those weapons. We will now be directly beneath Pilate's audience chamber itself. This is the moment for Habakkuk to get out his prime.
Thank you.
campaign for free Galilee.
Oh, People's Front of Judea. Officials.
Oh.
What's your group doing here?
We're going to kidnap Pilate's wife, take her back, issue demand.
So are we.
What?
A heart plan.
We are first.
What do you mean?
We thought of it first.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, a couple of years ago. We did.
Okay, come on. You got all your demands worked out, haven't you?
Of course we have.
What are they?
Well, I'm not telling you.
Oh, come on. The other one.
That's not the point. We thought of it before you. We did.
We did.
You bastards, we've been planning this for months.
Oh, are you fish face? Oh,
brothers, we should be struggling together.
We are.
We mustn't fight each other. Surely we should be united against the common enemy.
The Judean people's front.
No, the Romans.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he's right. Clint, where were we?
You were going to punch him.
Oh, yeah.
Crucified.
Oh! Nice one, Centurion. Like it.
Shut up!
What? Terrific race, the Romans. Terrific.
and survivor, sir.
Throw him to the floor.
What's it?
Throw him to the floor.
Oh.
Now, what is your name, Jew?
Brian, sir.
Brian, eh?
No, Brian.
Ow! The little rascal has spirit?
As what, sir?
Spirit?
Yes, he did, sir.
Hello. Spirits, bravado, a touch of daring do.
Oh, about 11, sir.
So, you dare to wait us?
To what, sir?
Strike him, Centurion, very roughly.
Ah! Oh, and, throw him to the floor, sir.
What?
Throw him to the floor again, sir.
Oh, yes, throw him to the floor, please.
Ah! Now, Jewish rapscallion.
I'm not Jewish, I'm a Roman.
A Roman?
No, Roman.
No! Oh, your father was a Roman. Who was he?
He was a centurion in the Jerusalem garrisons.
Really? What was his name?
Nautius Maximus.
Centurion, do you have anyone of that name in the garrison?
Oh, no, sir.
Well, you sound very sure. Have you checked?
Oh, no, sir. It's a joke, sir. Like, Ciliosaurus or Bigger Sticker, sir.
What's, funny about Bigger Stickers?
Well, it's a joke name, sir.
I have a very great friend in Rome called Bigger Stickers. Silence! What is all this insolence? You will find yourself in gladiator school very quickly with rotten behavior like that.
Can I go now, sir?
Ah! Wait, your Bigger Stickers hears of this. Wait! Take him away!
Oh, sir,
No, I want him fighting rabid wild animals within a week.
Yes, sir. For you.
I will not have my friends ridiculed by the common soldiery. Anybody else feel like a little giggle when I mention my friend Dickus? Dickus! What about you? Do you find it visible? When I say the name, Dickus, he has a wife, you know. You know what she's called? She's called Incontinentia. Incontinentia buttocks. John! What is all this? I've had enough of this rowdy, rebel, sneaking behavior. Silence! Quiet, I call in guards. Seize him! Seize him! Blow your noses and seize him!
Oh, you lucky bastard.
And blush, and the eyes thereof, dead with the blood of living creatures. And the whore of Babylon shall ride forth on a three-headed serpent, and throughout the land shall be a great rubbing of pots.
The demon shall bear a nine-bladed sword.
Nine-bladed, not two, or five, or seven, but nine! Which he will wield on all wretched sinners, just like you, sir, there. And the horns will be on the head.
Hebadiah, his servant, there shall in that time be rumours of things going astray, and there shall be a great confusion as to where things really are. And nobody will really know where lieth those little things with the sort of raffia work base that has an attachment. At this time, a friend shall lose his friend's hammer, and the young shall not know where lieth the things possessed by their fathers that their fathers put there only just the night before, about 8 o'clock.
Yea, it is written in the book of Cyril, in that time shall the
How much, quick?
What?
It's for the wife.
Oh, 20 shekels.
Right.
What?
There you are.
Wait a minute. Oh. Well, we're supposed to haggle.
No, I've got to get...
What do you mean, no, no, no?
I haven't got time.
Well, give it back then.
No, I just paid you.
What?
Yeah.
This bloke won't haggle.
Won't haggle?
All right.
Do we have to?
Now, look, I want 20 for that.
I'll just get it.
Now, are you telling me that's not worth 20 shekels?
No.
Look at it. Feel the quality. That's not in your goat.
All right, I'll give you 19 then.
No. Come on, do it properly.
What?
Haggle properly. This isn't worth 19.
You just said it was worth 20.
Oh, dear. Come on, haggle.
All right, I'll give you 10.
That's more like it. 10? Are you trying to insult me? Me with a poor dying grandmother? 10?
All right, I'll give you 11.
Now you're getting it. 11? Did I hear you right? 11? This cost me 12. You want to ruin me?
17?
No. 17.
18?
No, you're going to 14 now.
All right, I'll give you 14.
14? Are you joking? That's what you told me to say.
Oh, dear.
Oh, tell me what to say, please.
Offer me 14.
I'll give you 14. He's offering me 14 for this.
15.
17. My last word. I won't take a penny less or strike me dead.
16.
Done.
Nice to do business with you.
Tell you what, I'll throw you in this as well.
I don't want it, but thanks.
Bert?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, where's the 16 you owe me?
I just gave you 20.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's 4 I owe you then.
No, that's right. That's fine.
No, hang on. I've got it here somewhere.
That's right. That's 4 for the gourd.
4? For this gourd? 4? Look at it. It's worth 10 if it's worth a shekel.
You just gave it to me for nothing.
Yes, but it's worth 10.
All right.
No. It's not worth 10. You're supposed to argue. 10 for that, you must be mad.
Oh, well. One born every minute.
Daniel.
Joe.
Joshua.
Joshua.
Judges.
And Brian. I now propose that all 7 of these ex-brothers be now entered in the minutes as probationary martyrs to the courts.
I second that, Reg.
Thank you, Loretta. On the nod. Chimneys! Let us not be downhearted. One total catastrophe like this is just the beginning. Their glorious deaths shall unite us all. Look out!
Hello? What's that? Reg!
Go away!
Reg! It's me, Brian!
Get off! Get off out of it!
Stan!
Piss off!
Yeah, piss off!
Fucker off!
Oh!
Coming!
Look, Obadiah, a man shall strike his donkey and his nephew.
My eyes are dim. I cannot see.
Are you Matthias?
Yes.
We have reason to believe you may be hiding one Brian of Nazareth, the member of the terrorist organization, the People's Front of Judea.
Me? No, I'm just a poor old man. I've no time for lawbreakers. My legs are grey, my ears are gnarled, my eyes are old and bent.
Quiet! Silly person. God, search the house! You know the penalty laid down by Roman law for harboring a known criminal?
No.
Crucifixion.
Oh.
Nasty, eh?
Could be worse.
What do you mean, could be worse?
Well, you could be stabbed.
Stabbed? Takes a second. Crucifixion lasts hours. It's a slow, horrible death.
Well, at least it gets you out in the open air.
You're weird. Oh, sir, couldn't find anything, sir. But don't worry, you've not seen the last of us, weirdo.
Big man.
Watch it.
Phew, that was lucky.
I'm sorry, Red.
Oh, it's all right, Siblings. He's sorry. He's sorry he led the 5th Legion straight to our official headquarters. Well, that's all right, Emma. Sit down. Have a scone. Make yourself at home. You tut! You stupid, bird-brained, flat-headed...
Great melon behind.
My legs are old and bent, my ears are grizzled, yes.
There's one place we didn't look.
God! I'm just a poor old man. I'm excited. My legs are full, my nose is knackered.
Have you ever seen anyone crucified?
Crucifixion's a doddle.
Don't keep saying that.
Found his spoon, sir. Well done, Sergeant. We'll be back, oddball.
Open up. You haven't given us time to hide.
Don't pass judgment on other people, or you might get judged yourself.
What?
I said, don't pass judgment on other people, or else you might get judged too.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, not just you, all of you.
That's a nice gourd.
What?
How much do you want for the gourd?
I don't, you can have it.
Have it?
Yes. Consider the lilies.
Don't you want to haggle?
No, in the field.
What's wrong with it then?
Nothing, take it.
Consider the lilies?
Well, the birds then.
What birds?
Any birds.
Why?
Well, have they got jobs?
Who?
The birds.
Have the birds got jobs?
What's the matter with him?
Says the birds are scrounging. Look, the point is, the birds, they do all right, don't they?
Good luck to them.
Yeah, they're very pretty. Okay, and you're much more important than they are, right? So what are you worrying about? They are, see?
I'm worrying about what you've got against birds.
I've got everything against the birds. Consider the lily.
He's having a go at the flowers now.
Oh, the flowers are charmed.
I'll give you one for it.
It's yours.
Two, then.
Oh. Look, there was this man, and he had two servants.
What were they called?
What?
What were their names?
I don't know. And he gave them some talents.
You don't know?
Well, it doesn't matter.
He doesn't know what they were called.
Oh, they were called Simon and Adrian. Now...
Oh, you said you didn't know.
It really doesn't matter. The point is, there were these two servants.
He's making it up as he goes and knocks.
No, I'm not. And he gave them some... Now, wait a minute, was there three?
Oh, he's
three.
Terrible.
No, there were three. There were
two or three.
Now,
shall be given to them only shall be given.
What?
Hmm?
Shall be given what?
Oh,
what were you going to say?
Nothing.
Yes, you were going to say something.
No, I'm not finished.
Oh, no.
I'm finished before you go. I'm not say anything. I'm finished.
No,
what won't he dare?
What I'm saying?
It is a secret.
No.
It is.
Must be. Otherwise, he'd tell us.
Oh, Phyllis. Leave me alone.
What is the secret?
It is the secret of eternal life.
What are you saying? Of course not. If I knew the secret of eternal life, I wouldn't say it. Leave me alone.
Don't tell me, please.
No, tell us, Mars. We were here first.
We were here first.
Mars. Go away.
That's his gorge.
We've got the sheer bit of thunder also.
This is his gorge.
Ten.
It is his gorge. We will carry it for you, Master. Master?
He's gone. He's been taken up.
Oh, he is being saved.
I chain.
Oh, there he is. Oh, there he is.
Let us follow his example.
What?
Let us, like him, hold up one shoe and let the other be upon our foot, for this is his sign that all who follow him shall do likewise.
Yes. No, 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 the shoe is a sign that we must gather shoes together in abundance.
Cast off the shoes! Follow the gorge!
No, let us gather shoes together! Yes. Let me!
No,
it is a sign that like him we must think not of the things of the body, but of the face and head.
Give me your shoe! Get off!
Follow the gorge! The holy gorge of Jerusalem!
Good!
Hold up the sandal like he has
shoe! It is a shoe!
It is a sandal!
Throw it on!
Cast it away!
Put it on!
And clear off!
Take the shoes and follow him!
Stop!
Let us fly. Yea, he cometh to us like the seed of the grave.
Master!
speak to us. Go away! How shall we go away, master?
Oh, just go away! Leave me alone!
Give us a sign!
He has given us a sign! He has brought us to this place!
I didn't bring you here! You just followed me!
Oh, it's still a good sign by any standard!
Master, your people have walked many miles to be with you. They are weary and have not eaten.
It's not my fault they haven't eaten.
There is no food in this high mountain.
Well, what about the juniper bushes over there?
He has made the bush fruitful by his word.
They've brought forth juniper berries.
Of course they've brought forth juniper berries. They're juniper bushes. What do you expect?
Show us another miracle.
Do not tempt him, shallow ones. Is not the miracle of the juniper bushes enough?
I say, those are my juniper bushes.
They are a gift from God.
They're all I've bloody got to eat. I say, get off those bushes. Go on, clear off and love you.
Lord, I am affected by a bald patch.
I'm healed. The master healed me.
I didn't touch him.
I was blind and now I can see.
Tell them to stop it. I haven't said a word for 18 years till he came along.
Amigo! He is the Messiah!
Well, he hurt my foot!
Hail, Messiah!
I'm not the Messiah!
I say you are, Lord, and I should know. I followed a few.
Hail, Messiah!
I'm not the Messiah. Will you please listen? I am not the Messiah, do you understand? Honestly!
Only the true Messiah denies his divinity.
What? Well, what sort of chance does that give me? All right, I am the Messiah.
He is the Messiah!
Now, fuck off!
How shall we fuck off, O Lord?
Oh, just go away, leave me alone.
You told these people to eat my juniper berries. You break my bloody foot, you break my foul sinus, and then you try and feed up the night juniper bushes!
Lay off!
This is the Messiah, the chosen one!
No, he's not!
An unbeliever!
Persecute! Kill the heretic!
Come on, out of it!
Well, they think I'm the Messiah, Mum. What have you been telling them?
Nothing, I only...
You're only making it worse for yourself.
Look, I can explain.
Let me explain, Mrs. Cohen. Your son is a born leader. Those people out there are following him because they believe in him, Mrs. Cohen. They believe he can give them hope. Hope of a new life, a new world, a better future.
Who's that?
Oh, it's Judith, Mum. Judith, Mother.
Now, you listen here. He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy. Now, go away.
Who are you?
I'm his mother, that's who.
Behold his mother. Behold his mother.
We're all behind you, Brian.
The revolution is in your hands.
What? No, that's not what I meant at all.
You're fucking nicked me, old beauty. Try it.
Well, Brian, you've given us a good run for our money.
What?
This time, I guarantee you will not escape. Guard, do you have any crucifixions today?
139, sir. Special celebration. Passover, sir.
Right. Now we have 140. Nice round number, eh, Bigus?
Hail, Caesar!
Hail!
The crowd outside are getting a bit restless, sir. Permission to disperse them, please.
Disperse them? Because I haven't addressed them yet.
No, I know, sir, but...
May I address is one of the high points of the Passover. My friend Bigus Dickus has come all the way from Rome just to hear it.
Hail, Caesar!
Hail, fever!
You're not thinking of giving it a miss this year, then, sir?
Give it a miss?
Well, it's just that they're in a rather funny mood today, sir.
Really, Centurion? I'm surprised to hear a man like you rattled by a rabble of rowdy rebels.
A bit thundery, sir.
Take him away.
I'm a Roman! I can prove it honestly!
And crucify him well!
I really wouldn't, sir.
Out of the way, Centurion.
Let me come with you, Pontius. I may be of some assistance if there is a sudden crisis.
Right, now, item four, attainment of world supremacy within the next 5 years. Francis, you've been doing some work on this?
Yeah, thank you, Rich. We're quite frankly siblings. I think 5 years is optimistic, unless we can smash the Roman Empire within the next 12 months.
12 months, yeah, 12 months.
And let's face it, as empires go, this is the big one. So we've got to get up off our asses and stop just talking about it.
Yeah. I agree. It's action that counts, not words, and we need action now.
Yeah.
You're right. We could sit around here all day talking, passing resolutions, making clever speeches. It's not a chip. One Roman soldier.
So let's just stop gabbing on about it. It's completely pointless, and it's getting us nowhere.
Right.
I agree. This is a complete waste of time.
Ryan!
What?
They've got him off! They're going to crucify him!
Right! This calls for immediate discussion!
What?
Immediate!
Right. New motion?
Completely new motion. That there be, immediate action.
Once the vote has been taken.
Well, obviously, once the vote's been taken, you can't act on a resolution till you've voted.
Right,
in the light of fresh information from, Sibin Judith.
Oh, not so fast, Reg.
Reg, for God's sake! It's perfectly simple. All you've got to do is to go out of that door now and try to stop the Roman nailing him up. It's happening, Reg. Something's actually happening, Reg. Can't you understand? Oh!
Yeah.
Hello.
Another little ego trip from the feminists.
What?
Oh, sorry, Lorena. I'll read that back, would you?
Crucifixion?
Yes.
Good. Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each. Next. Crucifixion?
Yes.
Good. Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each. Next.
Crucifixion?
No, freedom.
What?
Freedom for me. They said I hadn't done anything so I could go free and live on an island somewhere.
Oh. Oh, well, that's jolly good. Well, off you go then.
Nah, man, you're pulling your leg. It's crucifixion, really.
Oh, I see. Yeah, very good, very good. Well, out of the door.
Down out of the way, out of the door, one cross each, line on the left.
Thank you.
Crucifixion?
Yes.
Good.
Jerusalem, Rome is your friend. To prove our friendship, it is customary at this time
to release a wanderer from our prison. Whom would you have me release?
Release Roger!
Yeah. Very well. I shall release Roger!
We don't have a Roger, sir.
What?
We don't have anyone all that name, sir.
Ah. We have no Roger. Oh.
Well, what about Waterwick, then? Yeah.
Centurion, why do they titter, sir?
Just some Jewish joke, sir.
Are they
wagging me?
Oh, no, sir. Very well. I shall release Waterwick.
Sir, we don't have a Roderick either.
No Roger, no Waterwick.
Sorry, sir.
Who is this Waterwick? Who is this Waterwick to whom you refer? He's your warmer!
It's a white beast!
He sounds a notorious criminal.
We haven't got him, sir.
Do we have anyone in our prisons at all?
Oh, yes, sir. We got Samson, sir.
Samson?
Samson, the Sadducee strangler, sir. Silas, the Syrian assassin. Several seditious scribes from Caesarea. 67
Syrian... Let me
speak to them,
won't you?
Good idea, because...
City them! We have Samson, the Sadducee strangler! Silas, the Assyrian assassin!
Next. Crucifixion?
Yes.
Good. Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each. Jailer?
Excuse me, there's been some sort of mistake.
Just a moment, would you? Jailer, how many have come through?
What?
How many have come through?
What?
You'll have to speak up a bit, sir. He's a mouser. How many have come through?
Oh, dear.
I'm making 96, sir.
It's such a senseless waste of human life, isn't it?
No, sir. No, not with these bastards, sir. Crucifixion's too good for them, sir.
I don't think you'd say it's too good for them. It's very nasty.
Oh, it's not. Nasty. I mean, I just bought up, sir.
Hmm? Now, crucifixion.
Is there someone I could speak to?
Well, I know what it did it, if you want it.
What?
Don't worry about it.
He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead.
Well, how did he get the job?
Bloody pilot's pet, sir.
Get a move on, big noses. People waiting to be crucified out here.
Can I see a lawyer or someone?
Do you have a lawyer?
No, but I'm a Roman.
How about a retrial? We got plenty of time.
Shut up, you
miserable bloody Romans. No sense of humour.
I'm sorry, bit of a hurry. Can you go straight out? Line on the left, one cross each. Now.
Commands, the quack legion. The quack society in Rome.
Crucifixion party. Morning.
Now, we will be on show as we go through the town, so let's not let the side down. Keep in a good straight line, three lengths between you and the man in front, and a good steady pace.
crosses over your left shoulders, and if you keep your backs hard up against the crossbeam, you'll be there in no time. All right, Centurion.
Crucifixion party!
Wait for it!
Crucifixion party! By the left! Forward!
You lucky bastard! You lucky, jammy bastard!
Shoulder your burden, brother.
Oh, thank you.
Hey!
Oi! What are you doing?
It's not my cross.
Shut up! Get on with it! Come on!
He had you there, mate, didn't he? That'll teach you a lesson.
Oi!
I'll give you one more chance.
This time I want to hear no woman.
No! Wicked nose? No, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
No, Spencer Tweeted?
Or we shall release no one.
We need Brian!
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Very well, that's it.
So, we haven't got a Brian, sir. What? Are you just setting for crucifixion, sir?
Wait! We do have a Brian. Crucifixion, straight away.
Yes, sir.
Very well. I shall release Brian.
Yeah, move on there.
Or what?
Or you'll be in trouble.
Oh, dear. You mean I might have to give up being crucified in the afternoons?
Shut up!
That would be a blow, wouldn't it? I wouldn't have nothing to do. Oh, thank you.
Have they gone?
We got lumps of it round the back.
What?
Oh, don't worry about him, sir. He's mad, sir.
Are they gone?
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, come on.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, get on with the story.
Well, you shouldn't remind them so much.
Right, that's the motion to get on with it, pass with a one abstention. I now propose that we go without further ado. May I have a second, therefore?
Just go.
Yeah, all right.
Bloody Roman, watch it!
Got a few crosses left.
Up you go, big nose!
I'll get you for this, you bastard!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah, don't worry! I'll never forget a face!
No!
I'll warn you! I'm gonna punch you so hard, you Roman git!
Shut up, you Jewish turd!
What are you calling Jewish? I'm not Jewish! I'm a Samaritan!
A Samaritan? This is supposed to be a Jewish section!
It doesn't matter, you're all gonna die in a day or two!
It may not matter to you, Roman, but it certainly matters to us, doesn't it, darling?
Oh, rather!
Under the terms of the Roman occupancy, we're entitled to be crucified in a purely Jewish area.
Pharisees separate from Sadducees.
And Swedish separate from Welsh.
Yeah. All right, we'll soon settle this. Hands up, all those who don't want to be crucified here. Right, next!
Look, it's not my cross.
What?
It's not my cross. I was holding it for someone.
Just lie down, I haven't got all day.
No, of course. Look, I hate to make fun.
Look, we've had a busy day. There's 140 of you lot to get up.
Is he Jewish?
Will you be quiet?
We don't want any more Samaritans around here.
Belt up!
Will you let me down if he comes back?
Yeah, we'll let you down. Next!
You don't have to do this! You don't have to take orders!
I like orders.
Thank you.
not so bad, watch you up. You've been rescued then, are you?
It's a bit late for that now, isn't it?
Oh, now, now, we've got a couple of days up here. Plenty of time, lots of people getting rescued.
Oh?
Oh, yeah, my brother usually rescues me. If he can keep off the tail for more than 20 minutes.
Oh?
Randy little bugger, let him down like the Assyrian Empire.
Hello, your family arrived then.
Rich!
Hello, sibling Brian.
Thank God you've come, Rich.
Yes, well, I think I should point out first, Brian, in all fairness, that we are not, in fact, the rescue committee. However, I have been asked to read the following prepared statement on behalf of the movement. We, the People's Front of Judea, brackets, officials, end brackets, do hereby convey our sincere fraternal and sisterly greetings to you, Brian, on this, the occasion of your martyrdom.
What?
Your death will stand as a landmark in the continuing struggle to liberate the parent land from the hands of the Roman imperialist aggressors, excluding those concerned with drainage, medicine, roads, housing, education, viticulture, and any other Romans contributing to the welfare of Jews of both sexes and hermaphrodites. Signed on behalf of the PFJ, etc. And I'd just like to add on a personal note my own admiration for what you're doing for us, Brian, and what must be, after all, for you, a very difficult time.
Ridge, what are you going to do?
Goodbye, Brian, and thanks.
Well done, Brian. Give it up, lad.
Terrific work, Brian.
Yeah.
Right. And...
For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us.
And so say all of...
You bastards!
Where is Brian of Nazareth, you bastard?
I have an order for his release.
You stupid bastard!
I'm Brian of Nazareth.
What?
Yeah, I'm Brian of Nazareth.
Take him down.
I'm Brian of Nazareth.
I'm Brian.
I'm Brian.
I'm Brian, and so's my wife.
Having you on. Put me back. Bloody Romans can't take a joke. Leave the young people's front.
We are the Judean People's Front! Crack Suicide Squad! Suicide Squad! Attack!
That showed them, huh?
You silly sods.
Brian! 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 Brian!
Judith!
Terrific! Great! Reg has explained it all to me, and I think it's great what you're doing. Thank you, Brian. I'll never forget you.
There you are! I might have known it would end up like this. Just think of all the love and affection I've wasted on you. Well, if that's how you treat your poor old mother in the autumn years of her life, all I can say is, go ahead, be crucified. See if I care. I might have known
Mom.
It would end up like this.
Mom!
All young people in Canada, I don't know what the world's come to.
Cheer up, Brian. You know what they say? Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle,
back, Grumble. Give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Come on! Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep on laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on, cheer up.
Money,
I told him. Bernie, I said, they'll never make their money back.